we're sort of feeling
properly in the time allotted. But anyhow, the title for tonight's shiur is it correct to say Slichas before Chatzos Laila? So really, there isn't very much to say, because there's a Befresh Shemogun Avroam in Simon Tuf Kif Samachay, where the Mogun Avroam writes in the name of the Arizal, Ein loyme koidim chatzos laila shim slichas. You may not say, says the Arizal, any slichas before chatzos. Veloy yid gemul midas. You can't say yid gemul midas. Hashem Hashem kerachem lechanan. Beshim punim la'olam. No heterim. There's no way out of this. Chitz mebiyom kapirim. Except for the... No! Chitz mebiyom kapirim. Except for the night of Yom Kippur. Says the Mogen Avraham, the name of the Arizal, there is no way shim oifim ba'olam that you can say slichas or yud gimel midas. So be'emes, that's the end of the shiur. The answer is clearly it's forbidden. So that's the end. Baruch Hashem. However, as we are all aware, there are many shuls here in Manchester and across the globe that are saying slichas before chatzos. So the question is, how can this be? We've got Befresh Mogen Avraham, B'Shem Darizal. You can't have a more clearer psak than this. And if you look in the Matir Ephraim, the Matir Ephraim writes very sharply against anybody who says slichas, and he says if you happen to be in a shul where they are saying slichas before chatzos, he says you shouldn't allow to say it with them. You're not, even if you happen to be there, but then they're saying it, you're not allowed to say the slichas with them. And rui levatel haminig, amishi shom lo yoy maimum ele yeshev v'yidoyim. In the Sefer Halicha Shloime from Shloime Zalman Oyebach, he writes that Shloime Zalman, in his younger years, was very adamant that one can't say slichas before chatzos. Later on in life, however, he said he heard that in Poland it was a normal thing by many, many kehillahs that they did say slichas. So he already didn't say anything. And Sof Yomov, he even once, he was mishtatev, they made that says tefillah for a choyle, and they said yid gemul midas, and Shloime Zalman went along. We know here in Manchester, the Minchas Yitzchot Daim Weissachon Evruch in Oil Torah used to first night slichas would say long before chatzos when the gadoyle aposkim. So how can this be if we have a befreishah psak? There is a sefer called Mishmera Sholom from the Koydenova, one of the famous rebbes, and in his sefer he quotes from the Balatanya, Oysam shakusher lehem lamed bashmoiras, those who find it difficult to say early in the morning, which really is supposed to say, many people say it's 7 o'clock in the morning or 6, they feel, psh, I've said it early in the morning. That's not really the time. The right time to say it is Koidim Alois HaShachar, the time between before Alois and after Alois, which is very early. So that's the right time. So those who can't get up Bashmoiris should say Bachatzois Laila. Then he carries on, those who can't say Bachatzois, also really, it can be 1 o'clock in the morning till you finish at 2 o'clock. He says as follows, you can say it from 2 hours before chatzos. And he says, where did I learn this out from? I learned this out, he said, from the Siddur, from the Balatanya. Lamadati zeh midivrei Rav Balatanya b'Siddur Shaloi. That he speaks about chatzos, tikkun chatzos, says the Balatanya, although tikkun chatzos, really you should be saying it bang on chatzos laila, right, the Balatanya, it's lav davke, it's the mishmo, it's that a time of the area of chatzos, which starts from already 2 hours beforehand, says the Balatanya, that Azoi Shteit in Zoya Kodesh, that the Mishma of chatzos Laila isn't bang on chatzos, it's from 2 hours already beforehand. So says the Koidinova, the in came poshet the hiadin leslichas, the chem nogi kama the doil tzadikim megadoilim, and he finishes off and he heard taka that the Heilige Rishna Kimat bebir shemati shekein noag hatzadik moifes hador Rabbi Saul Mirajim. So here we have the Koyden of one, the great rebbes, and our great poysek writes in the Sefer Mishmer Sholem, they heard there were a number of tzadikim who attacked the Wemekel to say slichas before chatzos. And as we've had gebrengt in the Koyvet space Aaron ve Yisrael, that Fin Kalin, that Rabban Kalina used to say before chatzos, Ramotel Chernobyl used to say before chatzos, and as Yisrael Rabbi Yerchot Shalach Mesrifki used to say before chatzos. In Ger, some of the Rebbe said before chatzos. We have, however, another heter which is brought down the poskim. That is that the Zman of Chatzos isn't the Zman of Chatzos in Manchester or in London or in Antwerp. The Zman of Chatzos, which is the Eis Rutzoin, is the Zman of Chatzos when it's Yerushalayim. Whenever it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim, that's when it's the Eis Rutzoin of the Welt. And Be'emes Rabbi Yonson Eibeshitz writes this. He says, because if we're going to say that we go after the Chatzos in every place, since the globe is constantly spinning, so the whole time there's a Chatzos. Let's say, for argument's sake, that Chatzos is 1 o'clock in Manchester. So it's 1 o'clock in Manchester, so in Leeds it's 1:05, and in Gated it's 1:10, and in Glasgow it's 1:30, and at the... So the whole time, there's an Eis. So how does this Eis Rutzen work? Zuk Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, Avada Zukta, it must be the Eis Rutzen is speaking about the Eis, the Emeser Zman, which is the Zman of Yerushalayim. Al Kochoch, the Chatzos Shibesul, he Eis Rutzen Lamala. Comes along Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, and the Zelbe Wort steht in the Chasam Sofer, that when Moshe Rabbeinu warned Paro and he told him he's going to bring the Mak of Makkos Bechoris, he said Kechatzois Laila Ani Yoytze B'Soich Mitzrayim. He didn't say Bechatzois. Rashi Shem Yiti Itzpagnine Paro. Zug the Chasam Soif and Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu said Kechatzois? Because he wasn't referring to the Chatzois Laila in Mitzrayim. He was referring to the Chatzois Laila in Eretz Yisrael, which was a few minutes different to the Chatzos Laila in Mitzrayim. Therefore, he said Kechatzos Sheme Yiti It's Taknine Paro, because you see, it's not bang on. As we look the Chasam Sofer, and we see the same thing is written by Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Moav Ketzia, that's his Sefer on the Torah. He speaks about the myths of Tikkun Chatzos brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph. Yikshe Ma'od. He had an ace for rega bechol chaf dalat shus hayoyim shesoyviv hagalgal. That the whole time the world is constantly spinning around, so therefore there's always someone which is chatzos. It's always on the move. Ve'inkein eifer yevuda shas chatzos hamiti. What is the true chatzos? Ve'loy matzusi mukim besichli laheichel dovezeh. I was unable to get my mind around this. Im loya pimasha kusav hakuzari. If not for what the Kuzari wrote, shuk the shabuses my ade Hashem teliim benachlis Hashem yishlayim shehi hoikah v'shah harutzis tefelos. Everything depends on when it is the chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. So once it's a Zman of Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, then it is an Eis Rutzen everywhere. I have to point out that this is clearly disputed by the Shulchan Aruch Harav himself. He writes in Siman Aleph that the Eis Rutzen is always in every single place. There is an Eis Rutzen in Shemayim, and it filters down to each area lefi zamanoi. For example, the Chasam Sofer says, why do we need in Gulis Yontif Sheinish Agulias? Because we are in Gulis, so therefore our channels are indirect, a bit blocked. So what the Eretz Yisrael Dikayidin are mekabel in one day, we take 2 days till it filters down to come to us. The Zelbe Yisod Zuk the Shulchan Aruch Harav Legaba the Zmanim. Emes, the Eis Rutzen is Taka, no, the Zman from Yishalayim. But that Eis Rutzen was in Yishalayim. It has to be filtered down to us in Chuslos, and it takes time. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav clearly is Choylik. So what we have here basically is two basic reasons why one can say Tzlichas before Chatzos. Either Lefi was stated in the Sefer Mishmer Shulam B'Shem the Siddur in the Balatanya, Avada, you can't say Slichus and you can't say Yid Gimel Midas before Chatzos. But it doesn't mean Chatzos. It's Lav Davka Chatzos. It means before the Mishma of Chatzos, which that starts from 2 hours before Chatzos, as Zoy state in the Zoya Kudush. Or the second shot is Lefi was state fin Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz and the Chasam Sofer, that the Eis Rutzen always goes after Yerushalayim. So once it is already an Eis Rutzen in Yerushalayim, then we can come along and also say Yud Gimel Midas or Slichos, because in Eretz Yisrael already Eis Rutzen, so it's Eis Rutzen in the whole world. Oh, so Lefi then, according to the first pshat of the Siddur of Balatanya, that's the Mishma, there's no problem. According to the second pshat, Nachanam, has to be bang on Chatzos. Now I found a greater mitzvah, a Yeshalmi, in the fourth perek of Masechtas Brachos, in Halacha Aleph, that there the Yeshalmi writes that Rav used to daven Tfilas Mincha according to the Zman of Eretz Yisrael, not according to the Zman of Bovel. Writes Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Gilyoy Ne'ashas on this Gemara. Zman Tfilas Mincha Mashmei Yerushalmi Brachos Perek Daled Doz Linan Busa Eretz Yisrael. We go after the time of Eretz Yisrael. The Lefi Hashush Shehi Yoyim Eretz Yisrael. Whenever it's daytime, as long as daytime Eretz Yisrael, Kachi Hazman Gam BeChitzlos. It's considered day, and you can daven Mincha in Chitzlos. Azoy Shteite Yerushalmi. That's how Rav conducted himself. En Lecha Yisod Shteite in the Punim Yofis in Pashas Vayechi. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan came to Bovel and he wondered, Ikka Sababa Bovel, sees there so many Alta Yidin in Bovel. How can that be? She Laman Yirbi Yameichim Nechem Al Adoma. Kivin de Omle in the Mekad Mekashcha Lebekinish, they told them to come early and they stay late in the Shiel. He said, Haini Dahanali. In that schist they were held. Zuk de Punim Yufis, a very interesting pshat. Near Lefalish, Farish, he says, you know what it means the Mekadma, they came early and they stayed late? Oysim Shebechis Loras, he says, Rui Lehem Lehispalel, Beshu Shebne Eretz Yisrael Mispalim. They should be davening the same time when the Yidin and Eretz Yisrael are davening. Vahayni Sheomru de Mekadma Emechashcha. That's what the Gemara means, that they came early and they stayed late. The Hainish is pal miyad kishayei hayoim. Although really you should wait for nates, but the Yidin and Bovel knew that if it's already nates in Eretz Yisrael, it's already nates in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to daven. They were mekadma, and also they were mechashcha. That means, although really zrizim makdim in the mitzvah, you should daven marv as soon as it's nacht. However, if the Yidin and Bovel knew, it's not yet nacht in Eretz Yisrael, we'll wait another hour or two till it's dark in Eretz Yisrael, they were machashcha. And this is a pshat zukta punim yufas, they were mispalel their tfilis, the feed the same zmanim, when they were mispalel in Eretz Yisrael. Now, although we don't do like the Yishalmi says, because we have to follow Shteit Lemas and Shulchan Aruch, and the Masham in his parish Das Torah and Shulchan Aruch asked Taka why we don't follow this Yishalmi. He brings because it's a Haredim, whatever. He explains a different pshat in Yishalmi. But Lemasa, Azoy Shteit in Yishalmi, and Azoy Shteit in Punim Yufas, that Rav used to daven the Zman Tefillah when was the Zman Tefillah in Eretz Yisrael, and not according to where he lived in Bovel. So although we don't do that, that Lechoira will only apply to the Tefillahs Shachris Mincha Marv. However, Slichas, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, Slichas first of all isn't a Chiv at all. There's no Chiv to say Slichas. The Lushna Mechaba is Noihagim, it's a Minig to say Slichas. And although it's a Minig, there's also no Zman to say Slichas. That's why we have some people say by night, and some people say in the morning. And as I mentioned, those who sing in the morning at 7 o'clock or even at 6 o'clock, you get up very early, it's taki gavaldik, but really you're not saying it in the correct zman. The correct zman to be saying it is in the zman of before Alois Hashach. So the word is that slichus you have to say not a particular time like Shachs Mincha Marv, you have to say it when it is an Eis Rutsun. So we see very clearly from this Yishalmi that Rav, even Legabat Phyllis, he conducted himself according to the Zman in Eretz Yisrael. We don't do that. That's Lechori Legabat Gimel Tfilis. Oba Legabat a Zman which is an Eis Rutsun, that Lechoira, if it, it's still the Eis Rutsun, so it's the Eis Rutsun in the whole world. So therefore it's a Dover Hogan to say the Slichus when it is an Eis Rutsun in Eretz Yisrael. The Sefer Shulchan Atua from the Kamana Rebbe, also one of the Chushev Esforim on Shulchan Aruch, he writes in Mamish Ariza Gechidish that it used to be the accepted norm in days gone by that Yidden would keep Shabbos from the Zman Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Whenever it was in Eretz Yisrael came in Shabbos, that's when they would keep Shabbos. They would be mekabel Shabbos, ready not do any melucha from whenever was Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and similarly Motzei Shabbos the same thing. They would keep Nach. They would keep Shabbos on lechomra Motzei Shabbos until the zman of Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. And it just came out recently a new chelik Nite Gavri on the Hilchos Shabbos in the chelik Aleph at the end of Perik Tzadik Gimel. He brings that Azoyetzich Gefit, one of the famous rebbes, the Yisod Avoyde in Slonim, and the Satmarov of Ibbe Gezukt as his father, the Kedishis Yontif, also used to keep the same anhuga to keep Shabbos from the feeders manum of Eretz Yisrael, and it brings a nitta gavriel that the Kloisenburger Rebbe said a raya to this you see from Tikkun Chatzos, that you see that Tikkun Chatzos lefi etlecha svorim you should say according to the zman of Eretz Yisrael. So once you see already there that we are being governed by the zman of Eretz Yisrael, oy bezoy legabe Shabbos v'zazoy chumen ederaisa. So therefore, avada, that's where it came from, this hanhoga to keep Shabbos lefi the zmanim from Eretz Yisrael. So just to sum up in a nutshell, the kasha which we asked was, hayitochen that we see that many kehillahs saying slichas before chatzos, how can it be when the Mugen Avraham writes so clearly and adamantly that ein loyme b'shim oifen ba'oilam slichas koidim chatzos? How can it be such a thing? So the answer is that not chas v'shulim be oivin arizal. Rather, they understood that Arizal is referring to the Mishma of Chatzos, which starts from 2 hours before Chatzos, or they understood that Arizal was referring to before Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. But once it's Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, then you can say, even if by you it's not Chatzos. Although in some, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes there that this Svura of the Ishalmi, that Rav davened Mincha, when it was according to the Zmanim of Eretz Yisrael, will only help for that mincha. But Vadi, he wouldn't daven shachris or marv in the wrong zman. Just when it was a bit later. So the Mushan in America, for them to come along and say, I'm going to say slichas ich weiß in 3 o'clock in the afternoon because it's chasos laila, there that zicha won't work. Here where it's already nacht and we're sumach lechatzos, it's not quite chatzos, we're close to chatzos, so then that would be a heter to say slichas. And the Martin Chivas Chesed Yeshia, this is from the Puparov, he writes in Azoi Shteit in Igus Moshe that when the Arizal writes, it's also to say slichas, avada doesn't mean there's a Issa. No, Zukr Moshe Feinstein, it means that it's not an ace rootson. Abavadis is no Issa. So Maile Zukta the Puparov that we see here in Shulchan Aruch that we found that there is an ace rootson. Zukta Feshteta, even according to the Arizal, Narviya Chetaloy Maslichas Gambet Chilis Halayla Afil Das Hamikibulim, as we've said that when in the Mishma, there's one of Sru, even according to the Arizal, writes the Puparov, Avada will be Mitter. I wish to all be zoicha to find the ace rootson, the right ace rootson. I'm sorry I missed a bit today, the right time, it was a whatever, I'm not sure if it was a mazid or shoygig or oinus, but I was mashlem a bissel, so Alex was on this kalbem rachman of a rootson.